This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Post-game show.
Embiid, like a locomotive up Broad Street.
Sarge is going to turn, he'll get it off, and he rolls it in!
The Sixers post-game show, right now on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The winning ain't stopping for the 76ers, 109-97 over the Dallas Mavericks. The 76ers matching a franchise record with 14 consecutive in-season wins, originally established by the 1982-83 title team, win number 50 on the year. Seriously, can you believe that? And no worse for the Sixers than the four seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Brian Seltzer with you from Sixers.com. We believe we do have the 76ers head coach, the winner today, Brett Brown.
And I thought that tonight was probably a C. You know, I give credit to Dallas. You know, Rick's done a great job of having those guys continue to play hard. I have a lot of respect for Rick Carlisle in relation to, you know, what we did. It was up and down, but it wasn't really that special to me in relation to our performance.
Coach, with the win, you guys officially clinch home court advantage. Can you just talk about what that means for you?
I mean, and so then you get to, well, you won, and look at what that room has done, and it's good stuff. You know, to win 50 games with two games remaining, to have, what is it, 14 now in a row? Is that right? 14 in a row? To secure a home court advantage, that is fantastic. And at the end of the day, that is what's most true. Our season to date has been exceptional. The group has been fantastic. We continue to improve. And I think, you know, those things are probably what I should be remembering the most.
Could you pick up just one thing that's been the biggest key to all of this success as you reach home court advantage?
I think that there is a toughness in our group. I think that there is a defensive purpose to our group. We're going to play fast. We hope we make our threes. But I think that there's two things. I think that there is a defensive belief that nothing else matters unless we guard. And we have sung that song. I've tried to sing it since I've been here. We continue to sing it. I think that they hear it. I think they hear it loudly. The voices that I hear in locker rooms and on the bench confirm that it's deeper than just my voice. And I think that anytime you have a team that regularly bangs out 30-plus assist games, you know, again, we had 32 tonight. You know, that in itself is a statement of sharing and caring. And we pass the ball. We really pass the ball. And if you can have that defensive disposition and if you can have a offensive identity that is selfless, then you get a chance to move along, I think, in good ways.
Right. You talked about being comfortable with a 10-man rotation before the game today, and then TJ didn't end up playing until the last couple minutes of the game. What was the thought process behind that tonight?
Given Markel more minutes, you know, I think when you hear my words that you just mentioned at the start. It was, I want to, Jack, I think you asked it. You know, like, I want to test Markel Fultz. And if I give him more minutes, it's going to come at the expense of TJ. And it did. And you are right. Like, it did get into deep where TJ came off the bench late, a little bit later than I had hoped. But the purpose was to test Markel, give him more minutes.
So did you see what you wanted out of Markel in that extended role?
In that little tinier sample size, it's always difficult to make sort of concrete, you know, assessments. I thought Markel was okay tonight. You know, he was okay tonight. But we got two games left, and, you know, you want to make sure you feel good about what you want to get done in a playoff rotation type situation. That remains still a little bit of a mystery to us, and as it should. You know, he hasn't played, as we all know, much NBA basketball. And so tonight here at home, playing against Dallas, we felt like if we just played defense, we were going to be in good shape. I decided to rotate the team for those reasons.
Brett Brown is the head coach who sets the tone. Obviously, no let-up from him whatsoever. 76ers of the Mavericks, 109-97. Was it the Sixers' best game in terms of winning efforts on the season? Maybe not, but this is really what matters the most. The 76ers had a chance to make some history today. They did that. This game coming off Friday's high-energy, high-emotion matchup at home with the Cleveland Cavaliers, it had some elements of the proverbial trap, a team against Dallas that had nothing to play for, matinee, day game at home. And the game got off to a little bit of a ragged start, but to the Sixers' credit, every time that Dallas threatened, they came up with an answer. Ersan Ilyasova with some really big contributions between the end of the third and start of the fourth quarter to spark a 15-2 run that put the Sixers back in the driver's seat, as has been the case over the course of this stretch for the Sixers. 14 wins in a row, a really well-balanced box score with contributions coming from all over the place. J.J. Redick, a team-high point total once again with 18. Robert Covington with 15 points, 10 rebounds, plus 23 for Covington. He had a couple block shots, two steals, and a slew of deflections. Dario Saric, a very well-rounded day for him. Ben Simmons, versatile, flirting with another triple-double, 16, 7, 9, plus a block shot and four steals. Bellinelli and Ilyasova big off the bench, and the 76ers, an efficient afternoon, pushed past the Mavericks by 12, 109-97. And once again, the milestones are these. 14 consecutive wins, tying a franchise record from 1982-83. 50 wins for just the third time since the 1986-87 season, and no worse than the four seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Of course, if the Sixers win out, they will have the third seed. Wow. Just think of where we were, we can say 2 years ago, but even last year. Pretty amazing. We'll talk about it more with Tom McGinnis on the other side. It's the postgame show on the Sixers Radio Network.
Three ball by Covington is good.
Hi, I'm Robert Covington of the Philadelphia 76ers. Being healthy is important for everybody. That's why Independence Blue Cross created Achieve Wellbeing. These new online tools help members eat right, sleep well, reduce stress, and get the exercise they need. Does that mean you'll be able to dunk like me? Probably not, but you can take charge of your health and win 76ers prizes and tickets.
Get the power of independence and get in the game. Learn more at ibx.com/get in the game.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm a proud Philadelphian, born and educated in this great city of ours. I'm proud that for 48 years, clients have trusted my firm during their most challenging times. I'm even more proud of the thousands and thousands of people that we've helped by winning them hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or go to injurylawyer.com.
There was a time when life was more wholesome, more simple. When there were only five channels on your TV, not 500. When phones were used to make phone calls. Yes, there was a time when everything seemed more simple. Back when food was made of just, you know, food. Before artificial colors, artificial flavors, artificial preservatives, artificial everything. Maybe it's time to reintroduce ourselves to simple. ShopRite presents Wholesome Pantry, a new line of products free from 110 artificial ingredients, so you don't have to squint funny at the contents. Of course, for those who prefer organic, there's our Wholesome Pantry organic line, which is 100% USDA certified organic. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So look for new Wholesome Pantry and Wholesome Pantry Organic only from ShopRite. Life should be so simple. For more details, go to ShopRite.com/WholesomePantry.
76ers and the Dallas Mavericks, a Sunday matinee down here at the center. Brian Seltzer with you from Sixers.com. The final score, 109-97. 76ers are winners for the 50th time this season. Incredible. 14 consecutive game winning streak, matching a franchise record. And on top of that, definitely home court for the first round. They could be as high as third in the East when it's all said and done. But, again, no worse than fourth. And all this time, McGinnis, without Joel Embiid, as we discussed in the beginning, I mean, there's just so many different ways you can approach all the accomplishments the 76ers have made. What stands out to you?
Well, without doubt, those are all very impressive. 14 straight, 50 wins, winning what is now 7 or 8 without Joel. It's all good, and yet, as Coach Brown, you know, kind of alluded to in that press conference, he wasn't happy with the way they played today, and a C grade was about right, and yet they still won by 12. So that right there is very impressive. They had just enough phases with Simmons and Redick and Covington and Irsan Ilyasova and Marco all playing well. I thought Rashawn and Amir did a good job in combining to play that five spot. But the numbers overall, when you step back, I mean, you just have to really appreciate what the Sixers have done this year and how far they've come to where they're very effective. There are certain things you expect, and that is the 30 assists. I'm not saying you're going to get 30 assists every game, but the sharing of the basketball, the defense, the pace, that's what Brett Brown, all of those tenets, all those foundational blocks are what he came here to do in terms of a style and a system, and they've done that basketball-wise. So to be 20 games over 500, to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season as you enter into the playoffs, and you expect to get at some point your best player, your big man back in Joel Embiid, it's all good.
Sixers over the Mavericks, 109-97. Let's talk about Irsan Ilyasova. We've had a couple instances to highlight how vital these midseason additions have been. Marco Bellinelli had some great moments as recently as Friday against the Cavaliers, but today, late third quarter, start of the fourth, that was Irsan time.
No, absolutely, and it was kind of quirky how he ended up with the ball. I thought Dario, I believe, had his shot blocked, and Ilyasova all of a sudden got it in the corner and was wide open. So for what looked like a possession that was going to go awry, ended up with a corner three that Irsan hit. And then the next trip down the floor, same thing, whereas it looked like the Sixers were going to come away empty. And all of a sudden, low left, right by the glass, he gets it and banks it in. He hit five in a row and kind of cobbled together that stretch where the Sixers were on shaky ground a little bit, where Dallas had cut it down to a workable deficit, and yet the Sixers were able to prevail. And Ben, I thought Ben Simmons was good throughout. And really dominant at times. JJ continues to score, and it wasn't his best game, and yet he still ended up in the game with, I believe, 18 points. So, again, like, even when you have an off game, and let's face it, hard to summon the energy and the excitement and the competitiveness that they had on Friday night when they're taking on the best player in the game and everything that was involved in that Cleveland game, and yet to come back and still squeeze out a win, that says a lot for the Sixers as well.
Sixers by 12 over the Mavericks, 109-97 in a Sunday afternoon matinee. And the Atlanta Hawks are up next, then the Milwaukee Bucks. And as Brett said in the postgame press conference, there's a real chance to wrap this up with a pretty spectacular effort for the home crowd on Wednesday night. You've got a team in Atlanta that's had some moments, but is pretty much down and out of it. Another playoff team in Milwaukee on Wednesday.
Well, Atlanta beat Boston today, and as he mentioned, Atlanta beat Washington. So you can't in any way take them lightly, even though you went down there and pounded them pretty good just a week ago. You got to go down there, as he said, with the appropriate fear. And then the Sixers, any game with Giannis Antetokounmpo, a guy of that talent and caliber, you know, you don't want to go into the playoffs with a bit of a hiccup. You know what I mean? You want to finish it out strong, and two games left, and, you know, I think the Sixers have the right amount of the mindset. They've proven that, and then the veterans, I think, are going to help push this thing forward in terms of them getting ready for those last two games. And throughout all of this, the Sixers have played one less game. So I don't know if it's because they went to London and they played only that one Thursday game during the course of that week, but now they're obviously going to catch up and play the 82, and they're one of the only teams that I know of that finished with a back-to-back. like all these other teams, they only have two games left, and this was coming into this weekend, the Knicks, on and on, Indiana, and the Sixers, you know, that's not an easy back-to-back to come back here and play, but those are two big games, that's for sure, and then not a lot of rest, you know what I mean? I would think they'd be, after a long season, be off on Thursday, and then you find out on Thursday what your playoff schedule can be, and, you know, the playoffs, sometimes that first round is drawn out a little bit, and today, I mean, at this time, that would behoove the Sixers. The longer between games one and two can really help the Sixers in terms of Embiid's availability. I mean, there are times when it's Sunday, Wednesday, and we'll have to see how that falls out. But and it's all generated and garnered around, or centered around, shall I say, the TV schedule, and understandably so. But that, I think, will be a big thing for the Sixers and could affect the availability of Embiid. But all good here today.
Last thing to put a bow on this, I'm not sure how it is for you, but for me, it's hard to not think about all of this, and the first person who comes to mind is Brett Brown, and our good buds at Sixers Digital. Their post-game win graphic was a $50 bill, and instead of Ulysses Grant in the middle of it, there was Brett Brown's face. I mean, he's gone through a lot, different players, different management, but his vision and message has been pretty constant, and he's known every button push. We'll talk about this a lot, but this is a pretty symbolic accomplishment for his role.
Absolutely. And one thing that I've learned about Coach Brown is he is always, you know, he's been saying his mantra over these last couple of weeks and during this winning streak, we want more. Well, he seeks out more. He is I remember we were here at the arena, you know, in the off season, like 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a season ticket holder thing, and he and I sat out at center court, had a Q&A, and I forget when the, you know, some benign question by me about, you know, well, it's been an interesting offseason or whatever. And then he goes into this whole answer about trying to learn how young people learn. I mean, that was like, then he got involved with Mark McGuinness, the Navy SEAL, in terms of learning strategies from people like that and from groups like the Navy SEALs and that whole education. So he's always pursuing, like he was explaining today pregame about the research and the athletic staff about the analytics about what groups play together, how rotations are done. So they are constantly going over things that you don't necessarily see during the course of a game, but how to manage his basketball team and lead this franchise. He's constantly seeking for more. He's really the hardest worker in the building. He's just incredible. And so all of those things continue to push. And you know, what he did in the early years, keeping this group together when the Sixers would get beaten handily, and yet he'd come right back with that spirit, that Pied Piper-like persona that he has, where people follow him, and the way he built the relationships and helped to develop these players. And now to bring the team to this stage and to be on the cusp of the playoffs, and again, kind of going with this theme of looking for more. And he says, hey, our timetable might be a little quicker than some of the others. And with the way this group is playing, and with the confidence that they're building, again, expecting to get Joel Embiid back, you know, look out Eastern Conference. And it's all led by Brett Brown. He's done an amazing job. He's an amazing guy. He really is. He's a wonderful person. And he happens to be a tremendous basketball coach as well.
Well put by Tom McGuinness. Talk to you on Tuesday, Tom.
Thank you, Brian.
76ers defeat the Dallas Mavericks 109-97. They have won 50 games in a season for the first time since 2000-2001. Many Sixers fans know what went down that year. A late run into June to the NBA Finals. 14-game winning streak matches another team's accomplishments that went to the final round of the NBA postseason, the 1982-83 championship team. And for the Sixers, just terrific things continue to pile up as they clinch at least the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. We'll play back some of Tom's highlight calls on the other side. It's the post-game show on the Sixers Radio Network.
How much energy is in a raised hand? How many watts come from an aha moment? Could doing good be a renewable resource? At PECO, we do more than just power your home, because we know the energy we put into our community powers a better future for us all. That's why PECO powers our community by supporting local partners whose missions range from promoting the arts to helping our neighborhoods thrive. Find out what else we're doing in our community and get partner discounts at PECO.com/PECO Powers.
Wake up, brush teeth, shower, get dressed, walk the dog, feed the kids, pack the lunches, forget the lunches, go back inside for the lunches, head out the door, go back for keys, lock the door, start the car, and sit in traffic. Mornings can be hectic. Let us take care of breakfast for you. Stop by and try the new hash brown scramble from Chick-fil-A. a hearty mix of sliced nuggets, crispy hash browns, and scrambled eggs, topped with cheese and a side of salsa, and served in a burrito or a bowl. It's made fresh every morning and available until 10:30 a.m.
Take charge of your health with Independence Blue Cross and get access to Achieve Well-Being, free online tools that make being healthier easier. Manage your health with personalized well-being programs and connect your favorite fitness apps and devices. Plus, you get access to the most doctors and hospitals in the region from the leader in healthcare for nearly 80 years. Independence Blue Cross. Live fearless. Learn more at IBX.com.
At Kimball Office, we recognize and understand that the workplace is changing. The world truly is your office. Our ultimate goal is to provide relevant furniture solutions that incorporate design and technology tailored to meet the needs of the ever-changing workplace. We are at the forefront of the workplace transformation, and our passion for craftsmanship has grown into a love for helping you work your way. At Kimball Office, we design the workspaces where the work gets done now and in the future. Kimball Office is the official furniture supplier of the Philadelphia 76ers training complex.
The life of a Philly sports fan is a wild ride. Some years we triumph, some years we trust. What never changes year after year is how we get to the game, shoulder to shoulder with our fellow fans on SEPTA. On the way to the tailgate, the tip-off, face-off, or first pitch, the Broad Street line takes us from our homes to our home fields and back again. Yeah, the life of a Philly sports fan is a wild ride, but win or lose, we ride together. Get your ride started at iSEPTAPhilly.com.
With summer right around the corner, it's time to get your kids signed up for the number one camp in the NBA. The Sixers Camps, presented by Rothman Institute, offer sessions for boys and girls 5 through 17 years old. They will be taught the fundamentals of the game with age-specific drills. Learn the skills the pros use and meet 76ers players and coaches. Register your child now for Sixers Camps at www.sixerscamps.com or call 610-668-7676.
ShopRite presents a simple radio commercial. No paid actors, no wacky DJ, no legal disclaimer guy talking super fast, and absolutely no unnecessary ingredients. Just a simple introduction to ShopRite's Wholesome Pantry brand. You see, Wholesome Pantry is a new line of products free from 110 artificial ingredients, including artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives. But we did leave in the most important and simple ingredient of all, food. And for those who prefer organic, there's our new Wholesome Pantry Organic, which is 100% USDA certified organic. It doesn't get any simpler than that. In fact, this commercial is so simple, we have time left over to enjoy this simple tune. Wasn't that nice? Look for new Wholesome Pantry and Wholesome Pantry Organic only from ShopRite. Life should be so simple. For more details, go to ShopRite.com/wholesomepantry.
Sixers fans, when the Sixers win, you win at Papa John's. All season long, the day after every Sixers win, enjoy 50% off all pizzas at regular menu price when you order online at papajohns.com using the promo code Sixers. That's right. The day after every Sixers win, use promo code Sixers at papajohns.com and enjoy 50% off all pizzas at regular menu price. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers, Dallas Mavericks, closing out the final weekend of play in the regular season for the 76ers. There could be a lot more basketball after this weekend, but for the here and now, an opportunity to make some history. Brian Seltzer with you from Sixers.com. Let us get to some of the highlight plays. This one started a little bit rugged on both sides of the court between the Sixers and the Mavericks, each team trying to find its way. In an early matinee start, Markelle Fultz off the bench helping give the Sixers a spark.
Dallas went up top, could not convert. Here's Redick on a transition, faking a three inside to Markelle Fultz, hangs, fires, and scores! Markelle Fultz hanging in the air!
And at that point, the Sixers finally started to get some separation from the Mavericks. J.J. Redick aided that cause by scoring 5 straight points to close the first quarter. Sixers led after 12, 28-20. Dallas charged right back, cut the deficit to a deuce, 36-34, midway through the third quarter, and that's when the Sixers summoned up the first of a couple key runs in today's game.
Sixers by eight. Simmons on the run. Ben Simmons picks it up, goes out to Cove. Three ball in the air. Covington shot is good. He's got five. Simmons with his fifth dish. And the 76ers with their largest lead of the afternoon, 45-34.
And that would be in the midst of a spurt in which the Sixers scored 14 in a row and went on a run of 19-2 overall to open up a 19-point lead. In the latter stages of the first half, some quality jams. Let's go to numero uno from Ben Simmons.
Powell missed them both. Redick with the ball to Simmons. 1:50 to go. Ben against McDermott. He gets a clear out. Back him down, Benny. And why would he back him down when he can just dunk on him? Ben Simmons throws it down. McDermott, a little bit of a defensive liability. 10 for Simmons.
And then the Croatian on a birthday afternoon getting involved.
105 to go in the first half. Sixers ball half court. Simmons with it. Foul and extended on the right side with a left-hand dribble to Dario Saric around one man down the lane. Jams it. Dario Saric bursts free. Little breakdown in the coverage there by the Mavs. Simmons with his eighth assist. Dario dunks it.
Sixers up 61-48 at intermission. On to the third we go. And Dallas would start to get things going behind Harrison Barnes. They would claw all the way to within 4 points, but the Sixers turn to a very professional individual to get momentum back.
Down low, Rashawn. Two guys converge. He throws it away. Oh, it goes batted out to Irsan. Ilyasova for three and in. An improbable lucky bounce, and Ilyasova knocked it in.
Sixers got a key stop. Irsan scored once again on a two. Sixers led it 85-76 onto the fourth. That was part of a 15-2 run in which the Sixers regained control of the game. Ilyasova factoring in 7 of the first 9 points of that tear. And then Ben Simmons showing some of that strength. He really was able to have his way against the Mavericks throughout the afternoon.
Shot clock at 6. Here's Redick in the lane. Redick again with Powell. Trying to dribble away from him. He passes to Covington. He scoops it up off the bounce and almost banked it at 3. Simmons gathers it in and dunks it. The play of the day for the Sixers.
76ers and the Mavericks, it was competitive. Dallas got close a couple times, but every time the Mavs threatened, was the Sixers there to regain control. On the way to win number 50 on the year, the Sixers shot 50.5%. from the field, the Mavericks 42.5%. Sixers 8 of 27 from outside the arc. Dallas 11 of 40. Neither team did much from the free throw line. The Sixers were plus 9 on the glass. Sixers had 32 assists on 46 made baskets. That makes it now, if I'm not mistaken, 11 out of the last 12 games. They've had at least 30 assists. Sixers kept their turnovers down, just 11 of them on the afternoon. A couple 20-point scores from the Mavericks, 21 for Harrison Barnes, 20 for rookie Dennis Smith Jr. From the 76ers, J.J. Redick led the way with 18 points. He was 6 of 14 overall from the floor. 2 3-pointers. Ben Simmons with 16 points. He had 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals, plus 15. Robert Covington, a great impact on today's game, plus 23 with 15 points, 10 boards, and 3 assists, 2 block shots, 2 steals, and his area of expertise. He was prolific with many deflections in today's game. Bench crew was looking good. Marco Bellinelli with 15 on 7 of 15 shooting, 11 for Irsan Ilyasova to go with 12 rebounds. You know, it was 4 double-doubles. For just the second time in his career, he was really important in that stretch in the second half when the Sixers turned aside the Mavericks after they got the deficit back to single digits. Markel Fultz played 21 minutes. He scored 8 points on 4 of 11 shooting, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists in the game. Sixers with the win, 109-97, improved to 50-30 on the year. It is just their third 50-win season since 1986-87, one of just 5 teams in the NBA right now with 50 victories. They also have, of course, won 14 straight games, longest winning streak in franchise history in season, matching the 82-83 squad. And to reiterate once more, the fourth seed, at the very worst, has been locked up for the Sixers. They will have home court advantage in, at minimum, the first round of the playoffs. They could finish as high as number 3, depending on how things go between themselves and the Cleveland Cavaliers between now and Wednesday. All right, next up for the 76ers, the Atlanta Hawks. That is a 7:30 game on Tuesday. Begins the final back-to-back stretch of the season with the Sixers wrapping things up here at the center against the Bucks on Wednesday with the 7:30 tip time on Tuesday. Pregame coverage on some of our Sixers Radio Network affiliates at 7:20. Big thanks to everyone involved in this afternoon's broadcast. That would be the one and only Carl Namoli holding things down at the studio along with Sean Walsh. Here on site, our engineer is Marty Dickerson. Now for the radio voice of the 76ers, Tom McGinnis, Brian Seltzer saying so long for now. One final time, the final score was the 76ers 109 and the Dallas Mavericks 97. Have a great rest of your Sunday afternoon from all of us here at the Sixers Radio Network.
76ers basketball is brought to you by DraftKings, the Rothman Institute, Jefferson University Hospital, StubHub, Kia, Independence Blue Cross, Wendy's, Tasty Cake, Virtua, Toyota, Dunkin' Donuts, and Kimball Office.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.